yesterday's podcast, I talked about three things about Friday Night Football, Chargers, Chiefs, that I was tracking that would have, I thought, pretty serious fantasy implications. There are things partly that I've been talking about all summer on the blog, on the podcast, and there were also things that I felt leading into week one were going to be not necessarily make or break, but definitely kind of a wow moment as we solidify the values of certain players that we only could project based on ADP and kind of our sense over the summer that week one was going to tell us something a lot more. One of those things was the Chargers backfield. Would Najee Harris get involved if he was active? He was active. He had two touches, one on the ground, one through the air. It was Amarion Hampton. He ran away with it, 17 touches. Didn't do a lot with some of it, but as I've talked about many times before, and it's pretty much common sense, if you've got a rookie, especially a high-priced rookie like Hampton, has a bad opening game, not a big deal, especially if you win. The bigger deal is if you're 31 years old and you have a bad game, you might not be back, after a couple weeks to keep starting if you can't right the ship. Hampton's going to get plenty of room to become the starter that the Chargers hope and expect he will become. This opening game against the Chiefs D, he was fine, and they'll take it. That distribution of touches, the fact that they kept going to Hampton, says a lot. It really shows that those who drafted him at or near his ADP probably got a steal, because even as a volume-based, even if he's inefficient, even if he only gets like four touchdowns in the season, if he is getting 225 touches overall, which seems pretty promising after 1 week, then you're looking at a guy with strong top 20 upside, and that's not a bad deal for that backfield that looked like it would be a little more balanced when the summer started. The second thing is something I've been talking about throughout the summer on the podcast, a little bit on the blog, but especially on the podcast. How would the distribution of targets go for the Chargers? Ladd McConkey, I've been very clear, overvalued at the as the 11th ranked wide receiver this summer. And Keenan Allen, Trey Harris, and Quentin Johnston, one of them was going to be undervalued. I didn't think Johnston was going to. I thought Johnston would be the odd man out, to be honest. I thought it would be between Keenan Allen and the rookie Trey Harris. It might be eventually, but the reality is Johnston stole the show yesterday. If you're getting 79 yards and two touchdowns and you're a former first-round pick in the pre-prime of your career, people are going to take notice for good reason. Johnston has the talent. The problem is that he had an awful rookie year. He was serviceable in his second year, but now in a more crowded receiving corps, no one really knew that he could do much of anything to break through on a team with McConkey and a returning Keenan Allen and a high-priced rookie receiver in Harris. But Johnston came through. That is terrible news if you drafted McConkey, and I hate to be, sound the alarm on that. McConkey is going to be fine, but you drafted him to be more than fine. I think he was ranked like 18th or something like that on my draft board compared to 11th. I had him as he was the highest ranked fade on my rankings for among wide receivers. I trusted him the least of all the top receivers, and this is why. It wasn't because I thought Johnston would step up. I thought Keenan Allen or Harris would step up. It turned out that yesterday, Johnston and Allen both stepped up. We're not going to see Justin Herbert connect with three receivers and feed three receivers most games, in my opinion. I think two is realistic. Once the running game improves, once Hampton gets more acclimated, we might see a little bit of a pullback, with Herbert not necessarily throwing for 300 yards and three scores in most games. But this is really not something that was a fluke. I'll put it that way. We could see the writing on the wall that it wasn't just going to be the McConkey show. Now the question becomes, how good is Johnston? Is Johnston going to rival the other two as, again, former number one pick, or excuse me, first round pick? is he going to compete with McConkie and Allen as an alpha? That's, we'll see what happens next week. But next week, if he has another big game, suddenly, he's the next Eddie Royal. And, you know, that's a throwback name. You get the occasional, like, wow, where did that come from? Except with Johnston, it turned in the sense that we knew how good he could be. It's just that he hadn't put it all together. So stay, pay close attention to that going forward. And hopefully, you were smarter than me and drafted Johnston. The third thing is, Isaiah Pacheco. That was the third, guy or group, that I was really paying close attention to last night. Explained why in yesterday's podcast. The game script didn't really allow him to get going. He had 7 touches, only 5 on the ground. He looked fine. But, you know, just like with McConkie, you want more than fine from Pacheco. You know, it's his backfield unless he squanders it or unless he gets hurt. Kareem Hunt also had 5 rushes, same number as Pacheco. Didn't do much with it. Did a little bit more through the air, but that's kind of irrelevant. I mean, it's Pacheco, and then Hunt seems to be the 1B. And the hope for those who drafted Pacheco is that he's going to get you 14-plus touches a game. I don't know that he will. I don't know that that's going to be the average. There should be concern about someone with declining efficiency who was a former, 7th-round pick or undrafted free agent, who essentially broke out as a rookie but hasn't looked like the same player, even when he was healthy, since then. Again, not too big an alarm because of the game script, but I would still be concerned that this is not just a fluke and that Pacheco will be fine. I don't think fine really covers it. I think he's going to be more or less TD dependent because he often has been during his career, and there's no sign that that's going to change. Last thing I'll say, just in terms of Patrick Mahomes, I drafted him in my league, and what I'm about to say is going to sound a little nuts because I don't remember the last time I did this, but it's a 14-team league, and I always just carry one quarterback and I roll with it. But in this case, I drafted Lamar Jackson, and then Patrick Mahomes just fell in my lap later than expected, and I went for it. My sense was with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, and the rest of the team, you know, that he was going to have enough weapons to get back to being top 5. Last night, it's interesting that he did look like, in terms of his production, a top 5, more or less quarterback. It's just that he was missing his 2 top guys, which is scary for those scary good for those who drafted him, because there is this sense of, the greatness of Mahomes is still there. It's just that he's feeding Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster and an aged Travis Kelce and Tyquan Thornton, and somehow he's still putting up 20-plus points in fantasy points. Still early, understandably. It's one game, but we also have many years of Mahomes to look at to understand that if you overlooked him in the draft, if you thought he was going to be, you know, 10th best or 11th best quarterback, it's like that he was kind of in a decline with all these other guys stepping up, because Mahomes in recent years has not been as dominant more often than not. This might be the year that he returns to greatness, true greatness, rivaling Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And if it happens, this is the game that we look back on and say, well, of course, he rushed for over 50 yards and scored and threw the ball fairly well with receivers who normally would not start on most teams. That's a pretty good night. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Sunday preview, and I might do a DFS lineup again, and we'll see about that. But in the meantime, this is BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.